Saturday, just before bedtime, this coming Saturday, will be one of my son's favorite times. And let me let you in on this. He loves to work. I don't know why, but it's kind of good for me because I can pass off a lot of things to him. Like, he loves to unload the dishwasher. He loves to take out the trash. He loves those mundane, menial tasks that you have to do around the house to keep the house a-going. He does. And so it's splendid for a family of four because he loves to undertake them. Saturday, just before bedtime, will be one of his favorite times. You know why? The clocks that don't change themselves, he will spend time going around the house and pushing back an hour. And man, that helps me. You know why? Because I don't even know how to work the microwave clock. I screw that all up. Same with the other ones. But let's talk about this for a moment. Not trying to hire my son to come to your house and do all those menial tasks, those ridiculous tasks, but this. That extra hour of sleep. You know why? I read this report today that only 12% of U.S. adults favor the current system of daylight saving, singular, daylight saving time. Did you get that? Only 12% of U.S. adults favor the current system of daylight saving time. 47% are opposed, and 40% are neutral. I fall in the neutral category. Although, I do hate it. Well, I don't use the word hate that much. I dislike it strongly. Like last night, I was driving home, and it was already getting dark. Monday, it will be dark when I drive home. Now, there have been calls for the U.S. to stop making the twice-yearly changes, including this legislation that stalled after the Senate passed it in 2022. You remember that? And then it just kind of went away. Among those urging that the country stick to one time for the entire year, American Medical Association, American Academy of Sleep Medicine, and Donald Trump. Trump's the strongest of all this. He could unilaterally just push it into practice and say, from this day forward, everybody's clocks stay. I'm serious. He might. But anyway, although about half U.S. adults oppose this, including 27% who are strongly opposed, many kind of don't care one way or the other. That's particularly true of adults under 30. 51% saying they neither favor nor oppose the practice. They're just going to get going whatever time they get going. Those over 30 are much more likely to be opposed to it, with about half saying they dislike the twice-a-year switching of the clocks. So at 866-391-1020, I get the pros and cons. And when you really dig into it, we had this expert on yesterday. She was great. She was a doctor from AHN. There's truly no overwhelming evidence that daylight or standard time would be better for society, although there is advice on how to adjust sleep and habits and how you deal with that. Stanford just came out, and anything Stanford does, you have to pay attention to, even this weekend when they play Pitt. But anything Stanford does, you have to pay attention to, and they found, at least when it comes to humans and our internal clock, circadian rhythm, much like that woman from AHN said yesterday, having a single time would be better for our health, our sleep, our existence, all of it. Now, I am not married to one side or the other, okay? I'm not crazy in so much as that I have to have it one way or the other. I'm going to get up at 4 in the morning, no matter when 4 in the morning is. I'm going to go to bed about 9:30, whenever 9:30 is. Some will say that the 12% of the U.S. adults who favor the current system of daylight saving time are our lunatic fringe. And I kind of wouldn't disagree with you. They might have a couple screws loose. And it's antiquated as to why we started this whole practice anyway. It just is. Now, I can understand if you want to tell me all about kids waiting for the school bus in the dark and things like that, and getting going in the morning would be a little bit more dangerous. Honestly, I'll listen to you. But we've talked about this before, and many people have talked about this before. Just for the sake of being universal, for the sake of it practically making more sense, for it not being so complicated, and maybe, just maybe, for our health. Wouldn't it make sense if we didn't have to go over this silly nonsense all the time? I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking about it, and I only think about it 2 days a year, honestly. But when I talked to that expert yesterday from AHN, she did talk about and make a very good case about how it definitely deteriorates our health. And here it comes on Sunday morning. And it screws up our dogs, and it screws up little kids, and all that kind of stuff. So I ask you, and again, just a nice, fun conversation to get going, but maybe it's a serious one before we talk to Lisa Loro at the bottom of this hour. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Are you compelled to feel strongly either way? Me? It's easy for me. My son likes switching all those clocks. But I'll tell you, there is an impact. And come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be totally out of whack. I just will.